This is a CBC podcast.
Well, hi there. I'm Gian Gomeshi, inviting you to enter the world of arts, cultural affairs, and entertainment with Q's video podcast. Feature interviews with the people and personalities shaping, captivating, and challenging culture. Delivered to your mobile device three times a week. Visit cbc.ca/Q to subscribe to the Q video podcast and watch what we're doing.
10 years ago this week, a group of mostly young women from Grassy Narrows set up a roadblock to prevent logging trucks from going into the community's traditional lands. Well, a decade later, the resistance continues, and it remains one of the longest-standing blockades in Canadian history. Since it started, grassroots activists in Grassy Narrows have instituted a moratorium on resource extraction from their lands. They've also launched and won significant court battles. But their struggle continues. One logging company is still actively cutting in the area, and mining companies are now moving in. Judy Da Silva is one of the original blockaders. Here's some of what she has to say now about the 10th anniversary, for the record.
Like all these years, we've been living with the logging industry, like coexisting and driving behind logging trucks since I was a little girl, and probably our community people, like it was just like a part of our lives. But then when we started seeing like hunting grounds of our people being destroyed and like the hunters coming to us and saying, my hunting grounds has been cut, and it was like all these shocking words coming from our people saying, you know, that the forest was being destroyed. It seemed like an accelerated rate. And then 2002 was the day we finally said no more logging in our area. So that's how it kind of built up to that. It was very stressful because, like, at the same time, like, being an indigenous person, like not knowing what kind of rights we had, so like going and telling the logging trucks stop, turn around, and the young people especially were key in stopping the logging trucks. And so like it was just very kind of going into the unknown. We didn't know how it was going to turn out. And when the cops showed up and they're like telling us, you know, you guys can't do this, what you're doing is illegal, and all this stuff, like it was scary, but at the same time, we felt really like we had to do this. And the sergeant eventually came and he said, according to the Canadian Constitution, you're protected under that for us as a way of like a peaceful rally. That's how he saw it, and that's how the cops just left. They left us alone. What keeps it going is, like many things that we have done, it's kind of like building up evidence towards that the forest is suffering. And because of the forest suffering, we as a people also suffer. Because, like, if you ever came to Grassy, when you go into the forest, it's like a part of who we are, a part of our lives. And anything that destroys that, we feel it right away, and I think that's what drives our people. And even though a lot of our young people may be more assimilated than me, but they still live, like, every day, they still see the lake, they still see the differences in the air and the water. And I just feel like it has to do with the force that keeps our people going to continue to fight the struggle. And I feel like consumers are the ones that need to change how we use the forest also. And then, you know, these companies would find a different job, a different way of functioning if consumers would speak out or would, you know, change their habits. I look towards the young people that are in school, like eventually they're going to become engineers, eventually they're going to become politicians, eventually they're going to become construction people. I'm hoping that they're going to come up with new ideas on how we use the earth. using the forest in a more healthy way that will make the earth last longer. So for me, the anniversary just marks like to remind people that we're still here and we're still going to be opposing the destruction of the forest and the resource extraction. Thank you for listening.
Judy Da Silva, an activist, one of the original blockaders from Grassy Narrows First Nation. Now, the Ministry of Natural Resources was contacted to comment. A spokesperson says they recognize the significance of the forest near Grassy Narrows, and they look forward to continuing the conversation.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.